This is season 4, episode 19. So what we do. And well, to continue the season, this episode is titled Writing. I've been wanting to talk about more of like what I've been doing, but pertaining to writing, the story, the book I've been writing, and then what else I plan to write. And I know people have been like, oh, he always go missing and stuff. Honestly, I feel like people listen to my podcast sometimes because they want to see what I got going on, because I don't tell people my business. Like, I try to get personal up there because I feel like I should, you know, so people can see a different side of me. But I shouldn't have to do that. Like, I felt like I should be getting verbal. And then I felt like I was doing filler episodes because it's supposed to be the in season. I and God, I'm in my journey. I think I kind of lost track of that in a way, because by doing episodes, like, oh, I'm supposed to have a guest, so I would just do episode. So I'm not saying this is going to be the last episode I do, but if I feel led to do an episode, I will, pertaining to certain things, whatever, that that's placed on my heart, I will do an episode. And with the guests, you know, some people, it's just different timing and stuff, like everybody's doing different things on their journey. People don't feel like talking, so I'm totally okay with that. And some people, I don't know, they get an idea of my podcast either. It's black businesses talking or something like that. Or people sharing a story. And necessarily, if you get up there, you don't have to share your story. Like, if you feel led to, you can. Pertaining to what questions I come up with, that's for you. But to get into the episode about writing, you know, I'm writing a young adult, and the book is based off me. Not to be cocky, I don't feel like nobody else can write the story, because the story, but with a twist. That's why I think nobody can really write it. And like, the people I have met, you haven't met the same people or had the relationship with these people to even get their character right in the book. That goes without saying. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Like, of course. Because I know somebody probably hear that line, he just getting cocky because he think he's all that when he comes writing. No, I used to. Couldn't stand writing. Absolutely. Especially in college. Being art manager, people think, oh, they ain't doing no type of writing. No, we had to write. We had to write pages. Yeah. Even for our final stuff, like, we had to write pages. So it's not just doing art. We ain't sitting there just sitting there drawing or sitting down and just doing whatever. No. We actually had to learn these things. Learn the artists that paved the way. So it's a big thing. We had to learn the art of history, a lot of color theory, different, you know, different mediums and fields that make up art is within itself. So we was learning a lot. We didn't get it easy compared to some other people. I mean, some people might have more. They probably start off with pages. They can say that. Yeah. We started with some pages, but we ended up, it wasn't just drawing and painting and whatever, taking, snapping pictures. Yeah, so like my book has a twist to it. And when I was writing it, you know, I always, like, even being a kid, like, I'm not elementary school, like, when you're writing, you know, you want to catch the reader's attention, like, with a question or something like that. And I didn't want to do that. Like, I wanted to catch the reader's attention by a certain way. And I'm not going to spoil the book, of course. So if you listen to it, it's like, oh, is he going to spoil? No. Also, I kind of didn't want to do the basic coming-of-age story. There's some minor adjustments I'm going to make, but I didn't want to do the coming-of-age story, even though it's like based off my life while I was in college, with the twist, of course. What is it? Of course, my friends are a part of the journey and stuff like that. And when I first started writing, because there's inspirations, I'm not going to tell you what the inspirations are from. And I was watching, rewatching certain movies that I watched before, of course, while I was writing. Because it kind of inspired me. Because, you know, you don't want to recreate the wheel. They always started that in art school. Well, no, I wouldn't say art school, but in my art field, in my major at the college, they said not to try to reinvent the wheel. Because, like, and for example, you can look at Dragon Ball Z and look at Sonic the Hedgehog. there's a lot of similarities, man. I'm not saying that the author or whatever copied, but they paid homage to him, to the characters, because there's a lot of similarities there. But it's a twist, like, instead of the Dragon Ball, they got the rings, or the emeralds too, as well. But, you know, it is, like, compared to this kind of iconic code, it's like Goku, Sonic, Vegeta, Shadow, Knuckles, Piccolo, Tails, Gohan. I mean, I don't know. Some people might say that's Krillin. I don't see it, but sort of. When you're writing, I always tell people, because I'm doing, I only can speak on what I've been doing. But watch a movie that kind of inspired you to even write and get similarities from that, not saying take from it. It's like, okay, this is how I would, like, just look at that and like, okay, this is how I would do my characters. This is how I want my characters to do. And people try to rag with anime. My Hero Academia is probably one of the best well-written stories with character development. And I was watching that, of course, because like I said, my book is based on when I was college, so I needed that school aspect in my book. So I looked at that. I looked at Harry Potter, and, you know, and different other things. I'm not going to speak on every, you know, idea of what I drew from, but I know I drew from anime. And I also just used Kaizen when it came to fighting scenes. And then when I was writing, I was like, dang, I don't want it to seem like it's an anime. Honestly, it wouldn't be bad if it was, because some live action is iffy, and there's a lot of bad live action anime, so it's like, you know, but I wanted to create a story for my people, of course, like, I'm telling my story, but with the twist. If anybody, you know, feels inspired whenever it comes out, because I do want it to be like a movie, whatever, show, if they want to dress up like a character, that's very... By all means, go ahead. Even if you, like, of course, you know, dressing up as black characters. If you're not black, obviously, don't dress up in blackface. I don't know how many times you gotta go through that every year. Feels bold in the Lord to do that when you're dressing up as a black character. And then the people that... There's different characters in my book. But I know in the anime community, there's people that feel like black people should be cosplaying as anime characters. And the crazy part is, these characters are not white. These are Asian characters, which is very weird. But it's, I don't know, I don't want to get all into that, but I feel like it's like a white privilege thing that they feel in their mind that these characters are white. All because they look like that, they're not, you know? I don't see why somebody would even have the gumption to be even thinking like, oh, you know, somebody thought this person was so great, or this white person was so great, they made this anime about them, and they made a whole bunch of other ones about these people. No. Like, I mean, if you choose to do that, that's you. Like, if you want to have an all-white anime or whatever, go ahead and do that, but you can't stop somebody else from trying to be great, or, like, in the cosplaying world. Like, it's very weird to me to even really just say, oh, nah, you can't dress up like this person. So you... Like, I know Halloween's different, but, like, so what do you be doing when the Halloween comes? Like, people be dressing up as, like, I mean, probably historical figures, whatever, that are not black, or they're not Asian, or whatever, but they do it. But nobody bats an eye, unless it's in blackface. But, I don't know, I just want to write a beautiful story. And of course I take breaks because I don't want to write and then it seems like somebody else is writing, because you can tell, and I feel like I can tell, especially like when a movie, like, wait, I feel like that should have been a deleted scene because it's like a filler and it just doesn't complement the rest of the movie or the show. So I don't want to get caught up in that, but that's how I be sometimes when I'm writing, like, okay, I take a break. And then I take a break because it's like, it's stuff I'm taking inspiration from or ideas from and twisting it. But I don't want somebody to read the book and like, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. Because you can't get into these things and be like, oh, he lost his mind. Like, what is this? What is this supposed to be? You know, I mean, he's going to be critics regardless, but it's like certain things that I want to get right. So that's why I take running breaks. And then there's other stories I want you to create. Even though, like, I have a great memory. Like, I know how my second, third, you know, book I wanted to be. But to get more into what I'm writing, like, I've been thinking about this idea for a while. It really started from when I first created the second podcast, Blurred Beyond. And we call ourselves the Black Space Rangers, you know. And I'm creating a story based off us as a group. And it's something beautiful there. And I think it just, like I was telling my bro the other day, it's like embedded in me since a kid from the show I used to watch. But it's just taking inspiration from things and making it make sense. Because you don't want to just put something out and like, oh, that's kind of garbage to other people, or it's a collective, you know. But, like, coming across different people, you know, Malcolm, a good friend, I made on TikTok, you know, Hey Yo Nerd, hearing him talk about his comments and stuff, you know, it's good. Like, and sometimes I try not to read other people's stuff, but I don't want to be like, oh, I drew inspiration from that, you know. But, like, say if I wanted to make a character, I would just, like, pay homage to them as a person, not any character they created, because I don't want to, you know. But that goes back to reinventing the wheel, but I wouldn't want to be, like, so somebody say I copied them or something, because I try to create new ideas in a way for myself. And shout out to Vashner, you know, Pepper Piper. He told us about a thing, like, when he was writing, because, like, about the anime thing. That's not a bad thing. Anime is a big thing. So what if people do look at it like it's an anime, or it could be, yeah, that's amazing. You should be honored to even have stuff like that. And he has a bunch of knowledge, of course, and we're going to continue to talk to him on the Blurred Beyond podcast as well. Very, like, a mentor figure and stuff. And him being a writer, I know I can learn a lot from him. But I just wanted to give him shots out. I know people like, he'd be rambling sometimes. But hey, look, it's a point to be made. For any aspiring writer out there, don't give up. And just, I mean, even if you just jot down ideas, you're starting somewhere with your story. Nobody can take that from you. Like, this. I wouldn't necessarily share your story with everybody. I would get in, like, a collective group and be like, hey, you might bounce off ideas from people. You know, if you trust them not to steal your idea. Because you never know. You'd be like, hey, you talk about it now. And then, like, 2 days from now or a week or so, somebody will drop the same thing that you did because they have the money and, you know, whatever. the revenue to do these things, and you're over there all day. It's just an idea for you, but it's like it was your baby, so now somebody else got it. But you know, but don't fret about that. Like, it is some genuine people that you can converse with and you know, elaborate more with your story. Like, I'm not gonna share too much of my story here, but you know, it's a group, like, it's a group of us, you know, that, yeah, so like now. It's out of here, and it's on there. Whatever I write it on paper, whatever, an iPad, anything, computer paper. You know, I want people to remember this podcast, or even remember a conversation I had outside of the podcast. Like, well, he said he was gonna do it. You know, because I know there's more actions. You got to take actions to even fulfill your purpose in life, and do more things, and network with more people. To even realize, like, the actualization of things that you want to do. Because, like, sometimes you get lost or stagnant, and you never know. And you give up on more things, you know. And you tend to give less. You should give more into things that you want to do. If you have, you know, the will to do it, these things. You know, like I said, I gave them basketball a long time ago and stuff. But sometimes you have to give up on a certain dream to realize this dream is the one that you should be fulfilling. That's when you really realize your purpose, what is going towards it. Like, what are you putting into your purpose? Like, what are you putting into your life? Are you pouring into your life, or are you just pouring into other people? Like, what are you doing for you? I am just my ultimate. So, what are you doing for yourself? You're doing things for people, but what are you doing for you? That's a big thing. You got to really think about that. You can't always put yourself last. Not saying like you just above everybody in the world. No. You're important. You have to see that yourself is important. Look at the writing on the wall. Things have to change. You have to grow. You don't have to just be some seed and just be there. No, you want that seed to grow. You're planting in your life as well. You want to pour in blessings on yourself as well also. You want other people to be blessed, but you also want yourself to be blessed also as well. So, be fruitful and mindful of things that you say, speak, and do. Somebody's watching. Somebody's cheering you on, even if they're not. People that's speaking on you also cheering you on because they want you to fail because they're mad that you're succeeding, but they ultimately want you to fail. But they're still rooting for you, but they root for you to fail. But deep down, they want you to succeed. But it tears them up every time because they're like, dang, they actually fulfilled it. And then it's like self-reflecting on them because they're like, oh man, I want this person not to do this because I'm not doing something wrong. Maybe one day some haters will motivate themselves to get out of bed and actually do something for themselves. I mean, this was a short, simple episode. I feel like I just wanted to share that, you know, like, about what I'm writing and what I plan to write with this other story. Because I know a lot of, like, I give people big examples of, like, with actors. They do a project, prepare themselves for a different project. So I'm not going to stop writing my little book, but I'm going to write this other story and get that out there. And they go, and who knows, I'm going to probably write them at the same time, but I'll probably go ahead and get that out there and then put the young adult book out there, you know? Like, for a big example, because I'm a big Chadwick Boseman fan. What is it? He did this Netflix movie, it's Killing Something, and he saved his sister, and he did African accent. But he did that before he did Black Panther. That's the best example I can give, because he knows the accent, he knows the performance overall. But going back to this one video I seen on TikTok about think big, you gotta look at a bigger picture. Some small ideas expand way before your imagination, a bigger thought process, a bigger creation that you ever can think of. Take that one idea, really look at it. Almost look at it like a Rubik's Cube. Like you gotta twist it around, change it until all the dots connect. You can really see it and envision it for you and whoever you want to be a part of it. That's how I guess you gotta look at your life as well. Connecting the dots, I guess, it leads you to the right path that you need to go on. Y'all stay blessed. I appreciate everybody. Continue listening. If you still wanna buy shirts or anything or the merch from that I designed or even designed for the Blurry Down podcast, just mention me. You can always buy a shirt or merchandise, whatever. Continue listening to the Blurry Down podcast. Check out the gaming channels, my personal one, Air Gaming, the group 90210 Gaming, and Space Ranger Gaming. We're trying to do more. And subscribe to the Blurry Down podcast YouTube as well and see the actual faces. The other, you know, we do trailer reactions. We want to do many other things. We got actually doing, you know, just talk about, like, oh, yeah, let's just do that. Let's go ahead and do it. But we're trying to go beyond. And you should be able to go beyond, too. Go beyond your limitations. Go beyond the people, idea of you. Go beyond the idea of yourself. See y'all later.